May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. You will turn to John chapter 15. In verse 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Skip down to verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. There's a saying that is used at my home, my family, when we see people doing strange and peculiar things, which is pretty common. Or we see people doing something that's just outright stupid. I mean, you know. But we say people are strange and unreliable. That's unfortunately all too true. But in the gospel lesson today, we heard that we are the branches. Jesus is the true vine. The Father is the vine dresser. We are the branches. To use a metaphor that Father Chris had just a couple of weeks ago in John chapter 10, Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are the sheep. And then Father Chris helpfully reminded us that sheep are dumb. And probably strange and unreliable, too. But anyway. We're branches, we're sheep, we're strange, we're unreliable. I was reminded of a movie that came out back in the late 1990s starring Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith called Men in Black. You got it. There you go. And in Men in Black, Tommy Lee Jones plays an agent in this government agency that is to keep track of aliens on Earth, and he is Agent K. Will Smith is a New York City cop, and Agent K is trying to recruit James Edwards, who becomes Agent J later, trying to recruit him to become one of the Men in Black. And in one scene, the two of them are sitting on a park bench overlooking the Hudson River in Manhattan, and Agent K says, all right, kid, here's the deal. At any given time, there are around 1,500 aliens on the planet, most of them right here in Manhattan. And most of them are decent enough, just trying to make a living. Edward says, cab drivers. Agent K, no, not as many as you'd think. Humans, for the most part, don't have a clue. They don't want one or need one either. They're happy. They think they have a good bead on things. Edwards, why the big secret? People are smart. They can handle it. Agent K, a person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it. 1,500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat. And 15 minutes ago, you knew that people were alone on this planet. Imagine what you'll know tomorrow. It's a good movie. If you haven't ever seen it, check it out. It's hilarious. It's fun. Anyway. But it is amazing how many people know what my job is. And they are not shy about telling me how to do it. It's also amazing how many are offended when I actually do what I was ordained to do. And there are many others who know exactly what Christians are supposed to do. And they're offended if you don't behave the way they know that you should behave as a Christian. How many times do we hear from others what is best for us? Well, you're a Christian. You should fill in the blank. Or another way they say it is, if you were really a Christian, you would. I heard one just two weeks ago. You can't be a Christian and vote for a Democrat. Did you know that? It's in the epistle to the Hebrews. No, it's the epistle to the Hezekiahs. No, it's the, I don't remember where it is. It's got to be in there somewhere. What's that?
Nicolaitans.
The Nicolaitans, that's it. Anyway, or you can't be a Christian and be pro-choice. You can't be a Christian and fill in the blank. To quote Agent K, all right, kid, here's the deal. We don't get to choose the members of our family. We don't get to choose what part of the body God made us to be. For example, I may know what the bishop is supposed to be doing, but I'm not the bishop, and I have no right to tell him what he needs to be about. You may know what your neighbor should be doing, but you aren't the vine dresser. It's not your job to take care of that branch. We don't get to choose the other branches of the vine. Neither do we get to choose to correct their behavior. So let's review. Jesus is the true vine, and the Father is the vine dresser. We are the branches. In order for us to remain in Jesus Christ, we need the Holy Spirit to bind us to him. So we have Jesus, we have the Father, we have the Holy Spirit, and where are we? We're the branches. We may not like the other branches or the way the other branches behave, but the Father is responsible for taking care of the branches. Not you, not me. Let me remind you. Jesus said, I am the true vine, the Father is the vine dresser. And then he goes on to say, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he, the Father, the vine dresser, takes away. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, the vine dresser takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he, the vine dresser, prunes that it may bear more fruit. He is the one who is in charge. We do not choose who stays, who goes. We are not responsible for the other branch's behavior or correcting the other branch's behavior. It's the vine dresser who prunes. It's the vine dresser who takes care of the branches. So what do we do? What is it that we're about then? We're branches. What is our responsibility? In the epistle for today, 1 Peter chapter 3, in verse 8, Peter gives us a very clear answer to exactly what we are supposed to be about. He says, finally, all of you. Now, who's that? Yeah, everybody else. No, all of you. Finally, all of you have unity of mind. You have one mind, the mind of Christ. We can only do that by the power of the Holy Spirit. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, not a hard heart, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Oh, maybe I don't know everything I thought I knew. have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. You know, St. Paul also used this metaphor of the branches. He was talking about an olive tree instead of a vine, but it's the same metaphor. In Romans chapter 11, he says, if the root is holy, so are the branches. All of the branches? If the root is holy, so are the branches. But that branch is a sinner. And so are you. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so Paul goes on. He says, if the root is holy, so are the branches. And in verse 18, he says, do not be arrogant toward the other branches. If you are arrogant, remember, it is not you who support the root, but the root that supports you. And a couple of chapters later in Romans 13, verses 8 and 9, he puts it all together for you. He says, owe no one anything except to love each other. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Without the Holy Spirit keeping us bound to Jesus, none of this is possible. Because what did Jesus say? Without me, you can do nothing. Now, with these admonitions, there also come promises. And that's the good news for us this morning. There are promises that Jesus makes as he gives us this metaphor of the vine and the branches. He said, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Well, if we abide in Christ, if we remain in relationship with him, he makes these three promises for us. First, if we abide in him, our prayers will be effective. Wow. Think about that. Look at John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, Jesus said, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. How can that be? Well, if we are in Christ, we have the mind of Christ. And we will want what Christ wants for us and for others. If you are in Christ, your prayers will reflect your relationship with him, and you will be lifting up the concerns that Christ has that he wants to bring before the Father. And our prayers will be effective. Whatever you wish, whatever you ask, it will be done. Secondly, if we abide in Christ, our lives will glorify the Father. Verse 8, Jesus says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. You will bear much fruit. What does that fruit look like? Well, it's the fruit of the Spirit. If you abide in him, your life will begin to bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We don't see a lot of that right now. Where is the love? Where is the joy? I see a lot of anger, a lot of bitterness, a lot of vitriol. I see very little patience and self-control. If we abide in him, the Father will be glorified. as we bear the fruit of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control. And thirdly, if we abide in Christ, we will be filled with the joy of the Lord. He promises in verse 11, these things, all of that beginning of chapter 15 about the vine and the branches, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. What a promise. What a promise. But all of this is summed up in the very next verse. And Jesus says, this is my commandment. This is my commandment, not my divine suggestion, not an idea that you might want to consider. No, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, that's a lot stronger than love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as I have loved you. Oh, my God. Jesus loved me when I was the worst, most unrepentant sinner on the face of the earth. He rescued me from sure destruction. And he wants me to do that for my neighbor, to love my neighbor with that same love that he showed to me. Wow. Only possible by the grace and mercy of the Holy Spirit. What's that?
Driving through downtown yesterday, Richard Park, there was a small Christian group spreading a form of the gospel. They had a megaphone. They had a protester who had a megaphone type form. The protester was yelling at them. They were yelling back at the protester.
That doesn't work. Okay. My brothers and sisters, if you really want somebody to listen to what you want to have to say about the gospel, it has to begin with loving them where they are and loving them as Jesus loves them too. That, they're not going to listen if you come back at them with anger and vitriol. It was in the first Peter passage right after the part that Miranda read, or the first part of what Miranda read. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing. With blessing. All of this is summed up in love your neighbor as I have loved you. My friends, people are going to be people. People are strange and unreliable, yes. But those same people are branches. Some of them may not have yet been grafted into the vine, but we need to treat them with the same love. We don't get to choose which of these branches are part of the vine. We don't get to prune or discard the branches we don't like. What we get to do is to love them as Jesus loved us. And in that, in abiding in Christ Jesus our Lord, our joy will be made full. Amen.